And you think Taylor brought them here to England?
I think Kate wanted him to. Maybe even begged him to. They needed a safe haven, somewhere very distant, out of Lane's reach. And they were having an affair. They didn't want to be apart. So if Taylor's here, then Kate's here, too. Jade did a picture of three people in an airplane. That was the journey she was going to take. Then she did one of two families together, like double vision. I had no idea what it meant, but now my guess is that was Jackson and Taylor and Susan and Kate and Melody and herself, her new situation, her new extended family, happy ever after on Grange Farm.
Doesn't work. Their passports were still in the drawer.
That was crude, wasn't it? You must have searched 1,000 desks. Did you ever see passports all alone in a drawer, kind of ostentatiously displayed like that? I never did. They were always buried under other junk. Leaving them on show like that was a message that said, hey, we're still in the country, which meant actually they weren't.
How do you get out without a passport?
You don't. But you once said they don't look as closely on the way out. You said, sometimes a little resemblance is all you need.
Someone else's passport?
Who do we know that fits the bill? A woman in her 30s and an 8-year-old girl?
Susan and Melody.
Dave Kemp told us Jackson had been alone at the farm. That was because Susan and Melody had flown to the States. They got all the correct entry stamps. Then they gave their passports to Kate and Jade. Maybe in Taylor's apartment, maybe over dinner, like a little ceremony. Then Taylor booked on British Airways. He was sitting next to a British woman on the plane. We know that for sure. A buck gets 10, she's on the passenger manifest as Mrs. Susan Jackson. And another buck gets 10 that next to her was a little British kid called Ms. Melody Jackson. But they were really Kate and Jade Lane. But that leaves Susan and Melody stuck in the States, temporarily. What did Taylor mail back? A thin book, not many pages, with a rubber band around it. Who puts a rubber band around a thin book? It was actually two very thin books, two passports bundled together, mailed to Susan's New York City hotel room, where she and Melody are right now, sitting and waiting to get them back. But the stamps will be out of sequence now. When they leave, they'll be exiting without having entered. Reacher nodded. It's an irregularity. But what are the people at JFK going to do about it? Deport them? That's exactly what they want. So they'll get home, okay?
Sisters. This whole thing has been about the loyalty of sisters. Patty Joseph, Dee Marie Graziano, Susan Jackson.
Reacher drove on, said nothing.
Unbelievable. We saw Kate and Jade this morning.
Setting out with their hose. Starting out on their new lives. Then he accelerated a little, because the road was widening and straightening for the bypass around the town called Tetford. John Gregory was hitting the gas, too. He was at the wheel of a rented, dark green 7-seat Toyota Land Cruiser sports utility vehicle. Edward Lane was next to him in the front passenger seat. Kowalski and Addison and Carter Groom were shoulder to shoulder on the rear bench. Burke and Perez were on the jump seats way in back. They were joining the M11 at its southern tip, having blasted straight through central London to the northeast corner of the inner city. Chapter 65. This time in full daylight, Reacher saw the abbreviated sign to Bishop's Pargeter 100 yards away, and slowed well in advance and made the turn like he had been driving the back roads of Norfolk all his life. It was close to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun was high and the wind was dropping. Blue skies, small white clouds, green fields. A perfect English late summer day. Almost. Pauling said,
"What are you going to tell them?"
"That I'm sorry. I think that might be the best place to start."
"Then what?"
"Then I'll probably say it again."
"They can't stay there."
"It's a farm. Someone's got to stay there."
"Are you volunteering?"
"I might have to."
"Do you know anything about farming?"
"Only what I've seen in the movies. Usually they get locusts or a fire."
"Not here. Floods, maybe."
"And idiots like me."
"Don't beat yourself up.
They faked a kidnap. Don't blame yourself for taking it seriously.
I should have seen it. It was weird from the start.
They passed the Bishop's Arms, the pub, the end of the lunch hour, 5 cars in the lot. The Grange Farm Land Rover was not one of them. They drove on, roughly east, and in the distance they saw the Bishop's Pargeter Church Tower, gray, square, and squat, only 40-some feet tall, but it dominated the flat landscape like the Empire State Building. They drove on. They passed the ditch that marked Grange Farm's western boundary, heard the bird scarer again, a loud, booming shotgun blast.
I hate that thing,
Pauling said. You might end up loving it. Camouflage like that could be our best friend.
Could be Taylor's best friend, too. In about 60 seconds from now, he's going to think he's under attack.
Reacher nodded. Take a deep breath. He slowed the car well before the small, flat bridge, turned in wide and deliberate, left it in second gear. Small vehicle, low speed. Unthreatening, he hoped.